We've statistically done this intro too many times.
And statistically, we should stop by now.
So we're just going to go into this.
Welcome.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about statistics and the odds of things. But we're going to start with statistics, and we'll get into some odds a little bit into it. So let's see here. We're going to start with world birth and death rates.
Okay. Let's get into this.
Okay. So this is from ecology.com. I hope I said that right. But this is from 2011. So
This isn't even up to date.
No, it's not up to date. But this is the best one that I could find. But I'm sure it's pretty similar to now. So we're gonna hit you with some statistics throughout this whole podcast. But let's start with this birth rate: 19 births per 1,000 population,
and death rate is 8 deaths per 1,000 population.
So doubled.
Yeah.
More than doubled.
Yeah, we're actually over. We really are overpopulating. Really.
Oh yeah, it'll be very apparent here shortly as well. 131 million births per year.
Damn. 55.3 million people die each year.
Or deaths per year.
I'm just trying to keep it fluent. Oh yeah.
360 births per day.
And 151,600 people die each day.
15,000 births per hour.
And 6,316 people die each hour.
250 births each minute.
And 105 people die each minute.
4 births each second of every day.
And nearly 2 people die each second.
Okay. So now that we've gotten through those statistics, we're just going to talk about a little bit about it. 131 million births per year.
That's ridiculous compared to the death ratio.
But here's the thing. I don't know if it's accounting for the babies that don't make it.
Right, just as
births. We actually do have a statistic, and I might even... I at least read the statistic. It was like 67% of newborns make it, which leaves what? Was that 33%? Yeah, 33% don't make it.
33%?
Don't make it of newborns. So 33% of babies actually don't make it.
Well, I'm just kind of wondering, is that out of that 131.5 million?
That's what I can't tell you that, but that's just what I'm going to guess.
Either way.
It says births per year, but it doesn't say like babies. Maybe deaths would go into that.
Right.
I don't know.
It really blows my mind how much the difference is between the deaths and the birth rate. I mean, that is...
Let's just go with this.
That's like
double. 151,000 people die a day.
Yeah.
How many people do you see a day? Maybe 15,000? Because you're like, if you're in traffic?
That's ridiculous.
Holy hell.
That's ridiculous.
6,000 people each hour? 105 people each minute?
And 2 people die each second. So every second that you're talking right now, 2 people have already...
Okay, I'm going to try to make this as unsad as possible. Mm. But there's no way to really get there. How long is this going to be? 25 to 30 minutes? So each hour... So 3,000 people are going to die.
While we're talking
and you're listening to us speak. That's
terrifying. That's insane, man. That's
terrifying. And statistically, it could be one of us.
I know.
As we're making this,
I mean
or someone listening, scary enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, someone just fell in the shower right now and died. I mean, like that's
it actually happens a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that's serious shit, man.
Okay. 250 births each minute. 250 people are starting their lives every minute. What's that then? 7,500 people are going to be born. After the podcast is done. That blows my mind.
That's ridiculous. I mean, this is world, though. I mean, this is the entire world. It's still a lot, man. Each minute, 4 births each second. So, I mean...
Boom, 4 births. Yeah. 2 people just died. 2 people just died.
I mean, that... When you really think about it deeply, I mean, that...
2 people just died.
You go along in... I know.
We're at 12.
You go along in your daily life just thinking, you know, oh, what is going on in my day?
You really don't. You don't get the gravity of it.
I mean, you go through each day and you don't even think about it. But I mean, You have each day 151,000 people just died that
day. And this is just in 2011. So, I mean, I'm sure things have changed a little drastically.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we're going to go to death statistics, and we're going to keep it on a low note, sadly. But, I mean,
yeah,
we're just trying to get statistics out there for the peeps. People need to know, okay?
Yeah.
People need to know.
Right, for the peeps.
Okay, well, I was using it short for people, not like all of our...
The peeps.
All of our peeps. Yeah. No, I meant it more as a... short for people. Yeah. All right. All right. That one made you laugh.
Yeah,
huh?
Man, it did.
Let's keep going. In the United States alone. Okay, so this is from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC.gov. United States alone, 2,700,000 people die each year. So,
and this is from CDC.
Wow. See, and this one says, so ecology.com said 55 million people die each year. Oh, so 55 million people worldwide die. 2 million, almost 3 million are from the U.S.
U.S.
Wow. That's a lot more people outside of the U.S.
Yeah.
I want to look into those statistics, but I don't know if we have many of those, because they didn't really show up. But we're going to keep going here.
Our life expectancy is 78.8 years. That's really...
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I mean...
But that's kind of... That's generous.
That's... Yeah.
That's generous.
I mean, if you make it to that. If you're talking about, like, old age, that's what we get to.
Let's see here. Boy. Death rate is 844 per 100,000. Which didn't sound like that much, but... That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's keep going here. Number of deaths and leading causes of death. So this is where you really want to pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
Heart disease is the number one killer.
With 633,842 deaths.
So what is heart disease? I mean, heart disease is mainly caused from eating. I mean, I wouldn't say mainly, but it's caused from eating red meat and a poor diet.
Right, and it clogs like the valves in your heart or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, there's a lot that you can do that can really screw you there.
I mean, to be honest, if you were going to go, I'm sure that's not the worst way to go. You know, it's heart disease. I wouldn't really say.
I disagree.
You know, I would definitely say cancer.
I bet it's painful.
Way worse.
I bet heart disease is pretty terrible.
I mean, heart disease is just your heart stops.
I think it's more than your heart stops.
Well. We would have to look more into that, but
I'm gonna go ahead and guess that it's more than just your heart stopping. So it's probably a little bit of kind of has to do with strokes and stuff as well. Heart disease is the leading cause for both men and women. More than half the deaths due to heart disease in 2009 were men.
Oh,
cool. About 735,000 Americans have a heart attack each year. Wow.
Dang.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot of people having heart attacks.
I mean, there's a lot of people that live in America, though.
Yeah.
So let's get that up. How many people live in America?
Yeah.
So, and then we'll add that.
735,000.
735,000 have a heart attack. 325 million people. Only 735,000.
That's not a lot at all.
That's not a lot at all. Wow. This is nuts.
Yeah.
Of these, 525,000 are first heart attack, and 210,000 happen people who have already had a heart attack. Wow. That's interesting.
I'm just really trying to figure out what heart disease is really.
Heart disease fact sheet?
Oh, wow. So Nevada, Texas, Oklahoma.
So the south side is really hitting the heart disease the hardest.
Yeah. They've taken the brunt.
Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alabama, Kentucky.
Yeah, Oklahoma got the brunt of that one.
Louisiana is pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. In the United States, someone has a heart attack every 40 seconds.
I'm telling you, man. Wow. It's that Whataburger.
It's the Whataburger. The Whataburger.
It's getting to people, man.
I used to call it Whataburger.
Yeah, I still do.
I never changed. I definitely think that it tastes watery. That's why I used to call it Whataburger. That's actually not why, but that's why I still do.
Well, when they unfreeze it, the water is still there, you know? So.
Okay, so coronary heart disease, often simply called heart disease, is the main form of a heart disease. That was probably the dumbest thing.
Did not know that.
Who wrote that?
Okay.
It is a disorder Wikipedia. Of the blood vessels. Well, it's not Wikipedia, so it's not. This is actually from National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. .gov. It is a disorder of the blood vessels of the heart that can lead to a heart attack. Okay, so it's almost okay. So heart disease. You might actually be right with that. That's not too bad.
No,
I mean it's not great. It's definitely not great, but it's like high blood pressure, chest pain.
Yeah,
and then eventually you're gonna have a stroke or a heart attack and just be dead.
Yeah, exactly. So you it's pretty much just like a heart attack. That's really all it is.
It's not great, but it's definitely better than cancer. In
cancer,
which is runner up for leading causes of death in America.
Number two,
595,000, almost 600,000.
Yeah, almost 600,000 people die each year from cancer. And this is in America alone, or is this worldwide?
Yeah, this is America alone.
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Yeah, we're gonna find out. Okay, so
number one, cancer.
8.8 million deaths in 2015 of cancer. So I assume that's worldwide of cancer.
Wow, lung cancer.
Lung cancer is the number one with almost 2 million deaths per year. So, stop smoking.
Yeah, is really what it comes down to.
I mean, but also, I mean, let's be honest, our air is a little bit polluted. Oh, not like that's it. But, or even the people that work job sites, construction,
Definitely. I mean, I work construction. So, being in that environment, I'm kind of always. It's nice to have a mask, one.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would always wear a mask. There's not a chance.
You're breathing in concrete. You're breathing in drywall. I mean, you're breathing in a lot of stuff.
Hong Kong's pollution is terrible.
Is it really? I don't know. I've never been to Hong Kong.
I haven't either. I'm just going off of the news.
Well, news tells us everything.
Well, I mean, people, if you look at video, a lot of people are wearing masks because they're.
I've seen that actually. Yeah.
Okay, so coming in at number three, leading causes of death is chronic lower respiratory disease, which is kind of a shocker in my opinion, because I haven't really heard many people.
What would that be exactly?
Lower respiratory disease. I feel like that's kind of breathing.
Well, that's lower. It's lower though.
Lower respiratory. We should have done, I guess, a little bit more research before we.
Yeah.
Is a serious illness affecting millions of people. No duh.
Chronic bronchitis.
Yeah, so it's basically asthma. Reversible in asthma? Maybe not. Is irreversible in chronic bar. Okay. So, like I said, it's basically lung problem, breathing problem, which is funny because, or not funny, but but cancer is mostly lung.
Yeah.
It's the number one. And then right after lung is another breathing issue that people die from. And that's 200,000 people each year. And then
that's really showing you something.
Coming in at number four is accidents or unintentional injuries, being like car accidents or anything crazy that would happen. Yeah. That's 150,000 roughly. So, wow.
A lot of accidents, man.
That is a lot of accidents. That's how, what was the, okay. So if we go up to the death statistic, 150,000 people die each day. 150,000 people die from accidents each year in the U.S. So that's only a day's worth.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay, let's just put it into perspective here. 2 million people die. Oh my goodness. So it would only take what's 2 million divided by 150? I know.
Really? You're going to do that to me right now?
Well, it's going to be roughly, I mean, 20 times 100,000 is 2 million. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like roughly 18.
Okay, we're going to go with 18.
It's going to be roughly 18. And so what I'm getting at is it'd be about 18 days to get to the number of people that die. Oh, I guess it's 3 million actually. So let's just say 25, just for the hell of it. 25 days it would take for the number of deaths in America each year. So it would only take a month. Jeez. To kill everybody off, statistically.
That's insane.
So after accidents, we got stroke.
Which stroke actually does, I mean, I'm kind of surprised it's not on...
At 140,000.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not stroke, like third or something.
I mean, stroke is kind of a little bit near heart disease, isn't it?
Really close, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of my family members and a lot of people I know is really stroke.
Like and again, stroke that's from... Okay, so if we're just going... Before we keep going, heart disease is kind of poor diet. Mm-hmm. So that's... obviously we have a big food problem. And we'll actually get to that in a different podcast. But we obviously have an issue with our health around the world. And we really need to fix that. Cancer... as much as, you know, it does have to do with health, there's other factors. And of course,
well, what blows my mind is that people, you know, I've seen people that have been smoking all their life and then
not get
lung cancer. And then I've seen people that don't,
super healthy,
you know, super healthy people, and they get like brain cancer or they get like stomach cancer. I mean,
yeah. And that's why you just don't know.
Yeah.
But
you really don't know about your body. And that's what's really
scary. Unsettling.
It's unsettling.
Accidents is 150,000. That still amazes me. Okay, so after strokes, stroke is 140,000. Alzheimer's disease is 110,000, which blows my mind because I didn't actually know people died from that. I thought people just got it and then would Alzheimer's? Die. Yeah, but I didn't know you could die from Alzheimer's.
Oh yeah, it's actually sadly big in my family. Once we get older. Is that you get Alzheimer's and that's how you die.
But how does it kill disease. You exactly? It just it's shuts off your brain? Mm-hmm. Interesting. So kind of like brain disease, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I just didn't know that many people died.
It's such a sad thing. And honestly, to me, I would never want to go through that because you know, to have to see my grandma because my grandma has Alzheimer's and to see her and then her not know who I am or her tell me, hey, how's it going, Mark? And then ask me the same question over and over again. I mean, it's really honestly unsettling because
it's terrible.
And it's because you've grown up with these people and, you know, they're family and you love them and then they don't even know who you are.
Right.
And she looks at my dad, her own son, and sometimes doesn't even know who he is.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine looking at my mom being like, hey, mom, how you doing today in her, you know, retirement center and her going, who are you?
Oh, that would freak me out.
That would break my heart.
That would freak me out. I'd be done.
And that's why I think Alzheimer's is pretty much one of the worst ways in my mind. I've told
family member.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know if I'd care that much personally, you know, because you're just going to be forgetting things every day until eventually you're done.
I've actually told family that if that ever happened to me, just to cut the line.
Obviously.
Because I would never want to go through my whole life. And like not remember
the scary thing. Things. Okay, here's where I think for me, I would want someone that I trust, one of family member, close person, to cut the line, mm-hmm. cut the cord. Is if you're gonna start remembering me a different way,
yeah,
that's when it's done, you know. And that's a really sad point. But
I mean, she will ask me where did you? Do you know where the files went? Where are the files? Can you help me with the files?
Right.
She lives in a
there's
time.
There's no files.
No, her mind is so gone that she'll be in a different place.
Yeah.
And she'll remember different things. I mean, imagine for yourself that you just woke up and you're like, this is 1920. This is 1920.
Have you heard about that story? There's actually a person that had a brain disease or a brain injury and couldn't develop new memories. So she kept living the same day over and over in her brain because she couldn't develop new memories. So she would wake up every single day and have to relive that day. Let's just say it was 1990, September 1st. She would have to – and she lives that day. Now it's 2000, September 1st. She would wake up thinking it's 1990. and her husband would have to tell her over and over, hey, you've had a brain injury, and it's not. And the worst part about it is they weren't married yet.
That's a movie.
What?
That's a movie.
No, it's a real story.
Is it a real story? Because that's 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler.
50 First Dates?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
What's it about?
It's literally that. He meets a girl, but she was in a wreck with her beetle, and she lives the same days because she can't.
50 First Date?
What?
What are you talking about?
No. 50 First Dates.
Dates.
Yeah, there you go.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
No, this is different. I mean, maybe it's...
I mean, that's it. It's a really good movie.
No, but okay. So basically, she had to put notes around her house from her husband. And she would do it as well as she got her memory. But her husband would have to put notes. So she would wake up and read the notes telling her, hey, it's 2005 and you're not in 1990 anymore. So she would wake up 15 years in the future every day.
Yeah. Yeah. But, watching that movie,
not a movie, it's
the real thing, yeah. But like watching the movie, it almost makes you want to cry, because I mean, he has to tell her every single day that I'm your husband, right? Or you know, this, and this is what's going on. So it's kind of the same thing.
I can't imagine that.
I mean, that is crazy.
Okay, let's not rabbit trail here. So the murder rate after Alzheimer's, which is 110,000, the murder rate each year in America is 100,000.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but...
With like 300-something million people, I mean, murder rate...
It's actually not as bad as I thought it would be, but it's still, you know, obviously it's not good. But we're going to continue on. Diabetes is at 80,000, which is kind of what I expected.
Yeah.
Here's what I didn't expect. Next after that is influenza and pneumonia at 60,000. That means, I mean, I thought a lot more people died of the flu. I just thought. Not a lot of people die of the flu. Next after that is, which I don't even know. I don't even know what that is. Do you know what that is?
Nephritis.
How do you spell it? Yeah. All right, sir.
Yeah.
I'll just go off memory.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Syndrome. I'm
gonna be able to spell it.
There you go. It's kidney disease, which is kidney disease involving inflammation. So I assume that's kind of due to
drinking
and whatnot. So that's nephrotic syndrome, nephrosis. That's 50,000 people each year in America. After that, and this is the last one for death rates, is 45,000, and that's suicide. So 45,000 people die of suicide, double that for murder, times it by 6 for heart disease.
Wow. So let's get this straight. Pretty much all of this is caused by what you've pretty much done. So like if
heart disease,
so you know, what
lower you're eating, respiratory disease,
all that, lower respiratory,
accidents, stroke,
Alzheimer's,
yes, diabetes,
influenza, pneumonia, that's kind of just happens. But then you got kidney disease, which that's
murder,
kidney problems, which you get from,
you can get hereditarily,
but mostly, I mean, you got to think it's really what you're taking in. You know, it's really what you do with your body over years.
I mean, there's so many factors. Oh, yeah. There's so many factors. But we're going to move on, and we're going to lighten the mood a little bit with just some weird facts. So these are going to be from crack.com. We got crack.com. Not crack.com, but cracked.
Upyourcrack.com.
And then we got newsnationalgeographic.com, Huffington Post, and a few others. And so we're just going to go ahead and go on. Yeah, so here we go. Between November of 2008 and April of 2009, roughly one of every 5 books sold in the U.S. was written by
Stephanie Meyer. Wow, Stephanie Meyer. Way to go.
Boom, bam.
Nailing it. All right, let's go to the next one. You have a 1 in 2,067,000 chance of dying in a plane crash. Those are pretty good odds when you get on a plane.
No. It keeps going. And a 1 in 423,000 chance of dying from falling out of bed.
Wow. You know, that is kind of like one of the worst ways. I mean, that's
falling
like
out of bed.
Falling out of bed. Imagine, you know, you die and you go to the afterlife and someone asks you, oh, how you died? Well, I died from falling out of my bed.
No, okay. If we're going off of that, did you know more people Fun fact. This isn't even from something we wrote down. Do you know more people die from vending machines than shark attacks?
Yeah.
Imagine going up and you're dead. Hey, how'd you die? Well,
I wanted a Twinkie.
I wanted a Snickers so bad that that it was just shoving my hand up there and it fell.
That's just so sad.
The ways I would want to go, that's not one of them.
You know, you're trying so hard in life, you're thinking, oh, I got this test, but I really want that Snickers.
And okay, let's just.
Oh, that's so bad, man.
I'm gonna read this last one, and then we're going to go into something a little bit separate. I mean, we'll still have some odds and statistics. In the United States, at any given moment, there are 2 million impaired drivers on the road.
That makes so much sense with our driving.
I can't. Finding this out is like the most relaxing and unsettling thing. Cause I always wonder when driving, who let you drive?
Right.
And now I realize no one. They shouldn't be on the road. I drive next to people. I'm like, you need to get off the road and never get back on the road. And actually, statistically,
yeah,
they're probably not supposed to be on the road. But it's only 2 million.
That's not bad, but
I mean, in any city alone, it's about 15 million people per city, per major city.
Wow.
And so I'd say there's probably 10,000 impaired drivers, 1,000 impaired drivers, if that, in each city. That's what I would say.
Well, watch out for them.
Oh, yeah. Watch out. When you see them, just know that they're impaired and they can't help it. So just because before we go to our final thing, what would be the worst way to die? And not like the actual worst way to die. I mean the way that you wouldn't want to go out, not because it's painful, but because you think
like, damn, that would be awful.
Really? That's my story.
That's how you go.
Yeah.
Dang. I don't know, man. There's a lot of
vending machine ones. Pretty tough.
I think honestly, like I thought about this because a lot of times I trip over myself. I'm a big tripper, and and it's gotten to the point where I think big you know tripper. Sometimes I'll trip over myself and then I'll fall, and if I hit my head, then I die. Well, or you know, I break my neck or something.
Okay,
that is like
I am one of those people that almost falls on the stairs.
Yes, like when you're going down the stairs and you slip one. Yeah. I mean. Your whole life flashes before you in that millisecond. You're like, oh my God, what have I done? I mean,
I was thinking as simple as this. Imagine going up or down.
Well, for you.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. We'll let that one slide.
Man.
Now you got me off. Okay. Imagine going up or down in the elevator of life and saying, someone asks you, obviously whoever's there, they always ask you, how'd you die? That's just what happens when you die.
Right.
You know,
and yeah, people just are curious.
People are just waiting to ask. Oh, well, I just drank too much water.
Yeah, like what? There you go.
That's probably. I wouldn't want to go that way.
And you know this.
You know what? I got it. I got you.
Do it.
Because this is something that we've talked about numerous times, and you're gonna love it as soon as I mention this. So how'd you die? Well, I was on my 7th goldfish, and I threw the 8th one up in the air and choked on it.
I was trying to set my own record.
I was trying to get to 8 that I caught in my mouth. But I guess I got to 7 and didn't choke.
It didn't make it.
Choked, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Choked a couple ways.
Yeah, that would definitely be it. Because that's actually happened to us, trying to...
almost choking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that?
Yeah.
I mean, you've choked on almost a lot of things, but...
You were trying so hard for that one. You tried so hard for that one.
But we've actually done that, and I've actually choked. It was actually a pretzel that I almost choked on hardcore.
I don't remember that. But okay, we're going to keep going. So, just to end this little statistic podcast, 1 in 700,000 people get struck by lightning each year.
Mm.
Or no, sorry. I guess maybe each year, but that's your statistic yourself of getting struck by lightning, actually. So I think I'm wrong about that.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, 1 in 700,000 per lightning strike. And this is from the same sources.
Right.
1 in 175 million to win the lottery.
That does not make me feel
That's really why I don't play. That's why I don't play. I'd rather go to a casino and test my luck there.
Yeah, I think the luck is better there. I mean, you have an environment of, you know, luck. I think this is like, that's kind of just wasting money now.
I know.
Thinking about it.
I know.
I mean, we wasted quite a bit of money on that.
I mean, sometimes you make your money back, though. I mean, I've spent like, let's just say I spend $6 and get $4 back. It's not terrible.
But you're not making your money back.
I get it. No, I agree. I'm just saying. Odds of being bitten by a shark are 1 in 3 to 4 million. Odds of dying from fireworks is 1 in 340,000. So that's more than, you're more likely to die from fireworks than you are from being bitten by a shark. Attacked by a bear, 1 in 2 million. I'm going to just speed through these. The odds of being alive is 1 to the 10th. Okay, this is going to be brutal. 1 in 10 to the 3 millionth power. So it's like a number that would error on that calculator. Yeah. So that's just the odds of you being alive as who you are based on how your parents got together and all that.
Doesn't that make you feel special?
And finally, the odds of an asteroid hitting the Earth is 1 in 10,000, killing everyone.
Okay, well, that doesn't make me feel settled at all.
Why? 1 in 10,000.
1 in 10,000.
There's 10,000 years. 1 in 10,000 years. Think about that. It's only once it's going to happen in 10,000 years.
When was the last time an asteroid hit?
That's not. I don't know.
That's not good, man. All right. Well, those are some great facts.
Yeah.
And
interesting. Very interesting. Once. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if I feel good or bad about. I feel bad about a couple of the death facts, just because.
Yeah.
But hey, the more you know. Yeah. So this is why we gotta come together and figure out why we're all dying.
Yeah, this is not right. No. We should not all die. This is.
But here's the thing: more people are living than dying. And this was another fact that I'm glad I actually remembered. Get ready for this. Almost half the population on Earth right now. You ready for this? Mm. Almost half the population is 18 and under.
What? Well, that's actually really sad then, if you really think about it.
It means that we're having way too much sex. That's what it means.
Well, it also means that a lot of people die after 18. That's what that means as well.
How would that be?
Because if you have half the population 18, that means pretty much everyone under 18. So that means...
I mean, I see your point. I definitely see your point there, but I was just thinking.
So, it's just kind of
we're just my mind here. The thing is that there's so many people having pregnancies at 14, 15, 16 that it's starting to get to the point where it's ridiculous.
There's a lot, man.
There's a lot of kids.
If you think about it, even in our life, the people that we know who've had or are having kids, I mean, there are so many people that I know right now that are in my life that are having kids right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a ton.
Just this year, at least. This year and last year, probably 20 people I knew.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. And so, not like it's a terrible thing to have kids, but the problem is so many are unplanned.
Unplanned.
And you know, nothing against the kids, you know, because it's great and all. Right. But we should kind of be having kids with people that we really care about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the problem is we're getting to the point where we're not.
Exactly. And I definitely think that should be something between you and your wife.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
you guys are like planning. You know, it's like the special night. You guys are like, this is.
Otherwise, it's really hard to take care of a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're not both emotionally involved together. And then because of that, it causes problems.
Oh, yeah.
And either way, it's hard to take care of a kid, but it's harder when.
Super difficult.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many factors, but. again, we're rabbit trailing. So we're just going to conclude here with the statistics. And thank you for joining us for the podcast.
Absolutely. And this is Justin.
And I'm Remy.
And this is our journey.